Is it possible to tell anymore what is real and what is being offered to us by people who want to influence our opinions?
It's not impossible, but it's become extremely difficult. And one of the problems with that is that then you have this effect where people become skeptical of all information, of all facts, and then you kind of shrug their shoulders and say, well, you can't believe anything anymore these days. So we have to be careful that in discussing this, we don't force people or ourselves into that corner that basically don't trust anything you see. So there's a real issue here around epistemology. It's actually what we're really talking about here more than media literacy, I would say, is epistemic education. And this, we need discussions around what makes something a commonly held truth, an accepted fact. But it is problematic, and there has been a change. To give a concrete example, when Castro became seriously ill, there was a lot of rumors going around Cuba that he had passed away, and then he deliberately published a photograph in the Cuban media of him holding a copy of a newspaper showing him alive, and that was seen as proof, and that kind of reassured everybody that Castro was still with them. What we see today is it is now so easy not just to doctor photographs, but even to change and alter video, even in real time. Technologies that will actually enable live feed video to be amended before the viewer sees it in real time, and changing that it is extremely difficult to know whether or not what you see, what you hear, is actually real or whether it's been modified. But that doesn't mean that truth no longer exists. That's the point we have to hold on to, and that we should just shrug our shoulders and give up on this.